This week's sponsors for the Mental Health Matters with Marty podcast are Marcel Media Group, Project Smith Designs, Z Creations, and Alex Robb Designs. Hey, Ray, kick that track one time for me. Thank you for joining this week's edition of Mental Health Matters with Marty. My name is Martina Sellers, marriage and family therapist in the beautiful state of California, where the sun is always shining. I will serve as your host and mental health hygienist. Welcome to your midweek mental health and wellness check. This podcast is designed to challenge your stinking thinking and your maladaptive thoughts surrounding mental health and wellness to move you from doubt and discouragement to encouragement and empowerment. You don't have to continue to secretly suffer in silence in the shadow of shame, but speak up, speak out, and live. Hey, it's good to see and hear you. Listen, thank you so much for joining me again. This is right after Father's Day, so those of you who are fathers out there, happy Father's Day. Hope that you had an amazing, amazing time. Shout out to my family and my children who gave me an absolutely beautiful Father's Day, and it was relaxing, and y'all ate food and just laughed and had a great time. So love it. Definitely, we want to hear from you. If you have any comments or what have you, please leave us a 5-star rating. And then likewise, shoot me an email, shoot me a DM or what have you. And how you can really be a blessing to me is by sharing this podcast with others. We are a grassroots type of podcast and mental health movement, and we want you to share this podcast with those people that you know could truly, truly be blessed and could be favor from this podcast and the information that we share. So again, thank you guys for being with me, for staying in the race, and just hanging out with me as I just kind of share my thoughts and concerns and what I believe about mental health, because yeah, I'm tired of we as Black and Brown in our communities really still having a misnomer and misconception about mental health. Mental health is not for those, we always say it's for those bougie folks. Listen, it's for everyone. And I want to help change the dynamics of that and really help us understand the importance and the role of mental health. So by sharing this, that's how we get the message across. But listen, as I was thinking about, you know, what to share right after Father's Day, and we know that June has been Men's Health and Wellness Month. But one of the things I was examining in the midst of all the chaos that's going on, you know, airplane scuffles and you know, restaurants and this whole road rage and the shooting and the violence and the protest, everything that's going on, y'all, we have become just at risk in so many areas. So what I wanted to kind of focus on today was how to remain calm in a restless world. In other words, the high cost of remaining calm. And just think about it. When you hear the word calm, you know, that comes out. And hopefully you'll have an aha moment, you know, calm. And that by simply saying the word, it would definitely begin to relax you. And why the importance of relaxation and just breaking away from all the rat race that we live in is so, so important. And one of the things that is a central ingredient to remaining calm in our human nervous system is the sense of safety. Yes, we understand Maslow's hierarchy of needs and you know, the whole thing of feeling safe and how that undergirds growth. But safety and our mental and physical safety is so important as it pertains to us remaining calm and really pushing away all the stress, because that's what stress is. Stress is a lack of mental safety, a lack of physical safety, just, you know, feeling restless and overwhelmed. So in other words, the sense of safety has been eradicated, or the loss of safety has been gone. And so it causes this anxiety. It causes us to get real stressful, overwhelmed, overworked. And then, you know, we're talking rapidly and all these other things go out, and then we just can't. We have to take a break. We have to learn how to remain calm in this chaotic and restless world. It is so important. And finding calm is definitely a skill that can be learned. Let me say that again. Finding calm is a skill that can be learned. So staying, you know, one of the things I want to put on your plate and just really tickle your mind a bit about is how to stay calm when everything else goes wrong. And that is so urgent and so needed. How do I stay calm when it feels like hell is breaking out all around me? One of the first things we have to stop doing, we have to stop jumping to conclusions before we have all of the information. Yes, stop jumping to conclusions. Stop assuming. Stop badgering yourself. Stop. Get all the information first. Then come to the right conclusion. Too many of us have made incorrect and inconclusive conclusions. Yeah, inconclusive conclusions. Yeah, that part. We have made wrong assumptions and jumped to the wrong conclusion because we don't have all the information. And that causes too much stress and anxiety. Get all the facts. You know, the facts. Nothing else but the facts. Push your emotions out of it. I know it's hard sometimes, but get the facts. Nothing. I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I only want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because from the truth, I can be set free and also allow myself to move forward with the proper outcomes that I need and want, and how to remain calm when the situation has gone totally against what I had planned it to be. The next thing I need to do is I need to learn how to distinguish between a bump in the road and the end of the road. Now, I know that was a popular song by Boys to Men, "We Come to the End of the Road," but every situation is not the end. More often than not, it is just a bump. And that's one of the challenges that those who have, and I'm going to put it here, wrestle with negative stinking thinking. We think that this is the end and not just a simple bump. Why? Because we've jumped to the wrong conclusions. See, when we have all the right information, I then can ascertain that this is simply a bump and not a dead end, that there are other paths that I can take, and that I can think my way out of this situation. I can think my way out when everything goes wrong, because I realize that this is not the end, but simply a detour or a bump. Now, it may cause me to have to slow down, but this is definitely not the end. And one of the other things that you can ask yourself while you're getting all the information and realizing that this is a bump and not the end, you can then ask yourself, what am I supposed to learn as a result of this situation? See, as I realize that this is a bump, I can then step back and look at the entire forest and not just the tree, if you will, by saying, What am I supposed to learn from this? Again, I have the attitude of failing forward and not failing backwards. See, we have the mindset, say, I went one step forward to go three steps back. No. I'm not going back to where I used to be. I'm not going back to that hellish, anxious living that I used to live in. I'm not going back to that negative space. So I need to slow things down, not jump to conclusions, make the distinction that this is just a bump and not the dead end, and then start to think, what am I supposed to learn as a result of this situation? Because I'm going to use this as a stepping stone and not a slip backwards. And that makes all the difference. You see what I'm doing? I'm changing my stinking thinking and the way that I think about this situation, because I have the power to change it, and I have the power to think my way into wellness. I have the power to think my way into health. I have the power to think my way from being restless to being restful. Why? Because now I'm thinking from a clear thought pattern. I'm thinking from a clear consciousness and not allowing the situation to overwhelm me, but I'm embracing it as a learning opportunity. Come on, I know I'm talking to someone now, because that makes sense. These are cognitive emotional skills that's going to help you with coping through and staying calm when it seems like everything else is going wrong. And finally, I need to consider a debriefing. What are you saying there? I need to consider, who are some colleagues and friends that I can talk to that can help me, who are not attached to this situation, who know me and trust me. I know them and trust them, and they can give me a different outlook about the same situation, because they're not emotionally tied to it like I am. Now, let me be clear on this. Get you good friends that you trust. You can't go to Ray Ray, Bobo, and Felipe if they got anxiety themselves. They can't think their way out of a wet paper bag and you go to them. No. Don't go to them. Go to trusted friends. Go to trusted family members. Go to trusted colleagues who are there to support you and not there to drag you down. That makes all the difference in the world. So let me share this. So I want to give you 12 ways of remaining calm, or ways to curb your anxiety. Number one, memorize this question right here. What is the different way of looking at my situation? Let me say that once again. What is a different way of looking at this situation? Well, a different way of looking at it, in other words, taking a step back, evaluating all sides of this situation, so again, I can come to the right conclusion and not get stumbled by what I think it might be, because I have not assessed the current situation properly, because I'm in my emotions and not in my head. So too often we think from our emotions and not think from proper logic, in that when I pull back, remain calm, and start cognitively thinking about the situation and not emotionally thinking about it, I can have not only a different thought process and a different resolution, but I can also have a different outcome, because I'm looking at a different way of looking at this situation. Number two, we need to sometimes change the situation or change up the environment in which we are in. If you are in a negative and toxic environment or situation, you need to take a step back. Maybe you need to take a walk around the block. Maybe you need to listen to a song or something. You need to break up the monotony and break up that atmosphere so that you can think of it again from a better situation. Statistics show and studies have shown that taking a 20-minute break or changing something, doing an activity that you love doing for 20 minutes and then returning to that situation that you thought was stressful, you have a different mindset when you return to it 20 minutes later than what you did 20 minutes ago. Why? Because you changed up the situation. You change up the atmosphere so that you can be think about it more from an objective point of view and not a subjective point of view. In other words, you took a walk. You allowed some oxygen to get to your brain so that the blood can flow properly so that you can think better. Yes, getting some oxygen in your brain, getting doing a little bit of exercise or something that you can do to make the situation different. Number three, we need to drink water and eat healthy. In other words, get you some H2O, again, that's that oxygen again, in your system. Why? Because water is a purifier. Water helps to flush out the negative toxins. Water helps to get the right, improve our mental health. Water facilitates the delivery of nutrients to our brains by removing toxins and inflammatory markers. And it improves our cognitive functions. In other words, it helps to block, y'all gonna hear me say this a lot, the stinking thinking. Why? Because I got junk in, junk out. I eat a lot of the negative processed foods. I eat junk. I wanna think like junk. But as I start to eat more healthy and drink more water, more spring water, more purified water, more alkaline water, just water, period. It's going to help my mindset because I'm not thinking from a toxic or Coca-Cola, y'all. I'm talking to me because you know I love some Coke, but I'm trying to pull back from that mindset to a different mindset that's going to help me think differently. Number four, listen, burn up that negative energy by doing something that's going to help in a positive way. Do 20 push-ups. Do 20 sit-ups. Do 20 jumping jacks. Listen, get the blood flowing and get the heart racing, because when the heart starts racing in a healthy mode because you're trying to burn up all that energy that's bottled up inside of you, all that negative energy, all that nervous energy, all that anxious energy, and now I'm changing it from negativity to positivity, you're doing something with your brain cells. You're stimulating your mind. I'm now letting positive endorphins come in. I'm doing those things that's going to help me think better. Again, in order for me to stop the stinking thinking, I have to do activities that's going to burn up the negative and so that I can have a positive outcome. Number five, think about that person you admire who is optimistic and looks at the glass as half full and not half empty. See, too often when we're in that negative frame of mind, we can only see the negative end of the situation and not the positive. We all have that one friend who is just ultimately overly optimistic. That's when you need to call that friend. When they can help you through this situation, they can help you look at it from a different angle, from a different perspective, so that you now say, oh, you know what? It wasn't as bad as I thought it was. And the glass really is half full and not half empty. Again, it's changing your mindset. Number six, break up the monotony of your day. What are you talking about, Marty? I'm so glad you asked. Thank you for asking. In other words, set a timer. Do 20 minutes of work, 5-minute break. 20 minutes of work, 5-minute break. 25 minutes of work, 5-minute break. 25 minutes of break, 5-minute of work, 5-minute break. Then take you a 15, 20-minute break. Then repeat. Rinse and repeat. 25 minutes, 5 minutes. 25 minutes, 5 minutes. 25, 5. 25, 5. 15 to 20 minute break. Again, you're breaking up the monotony of your day. Again, by doing that, you're allowing your mind to rest. You're allowing yourself to walk away from sometimes stressful situations so that when your stress comes out and you're trying to meet different deadlines or responsibilities, working in smaller batches allows you to gain a sense of control over the situation so that you're not panicking and it's not overriding you. Number seven, find mindful activities to ease yourself through these various transitions. Now, one of my last podcasts, I did talk about one of my favorite mindful and grounding exercises is the five senses. And with that, I then identify five things that I can see, four things that I physically feel. And not talking about emotions, like right now I feel the watch on my hand. I feel my feet in my shoes. I feel my shirt on my shoulders. So that's the type of feeling I'm talking about. Three things that you hear, two things that you smell, and one thing that you taste. This is what we call the five senses. And that can, what that does is help to slow you down so we're not focusing on the negative situation, but we're focusing and redirecting our thoughts. We're changing things up. You can definitely also do some breathing exercises that can definitely help. Breathe in, hold it, breathe out. Breathe in, hold it. And breathe out. Yes, deep breathing does and it can work. But in order for it to work, you have to consistently practice it. You got to focus on the breathing and not the anxiety. You have to train yourself to associate breathing with relaxation. That's what you have to do. Breathing exercises can work, but you have to be intentional about how it is going to work and how it is working in your mind. Some other things in this whole mindful activities, we can meditate. We can count backwards. Now, don't count backwards like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Take your time. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16. 15. You see how I'm doing this at a pace? So it's slowing us down. I actually had to think because counting backwards, when we get to the higher ones, so counting 30 backwards and counting from 20 backwards, we have to think about it a little bit. So again, it's shifting the stinking thinking and taking control of your thoughts. Number 8, clear the clutter of your mind and in the environment in which you are physically in. I believe that too often how things look physically in your life is indicative of how things are emotionally and cognitively in your life as well. I can always tell how stressed out I am by how clean my office and my bedroom is. The more cluttered it is, the more stressed out I am. You know, have you ever cleaned out and been cleaning that the more that you start cleaning and the deeper you got into the cleaning process, the more clear you start to begin to think about various situations and the more clear you've been able to process situations? Yes. So that I think that's so indicative. So in other words, clear the clutter from your mind. Number 9, we're almost done here. Read a newspaper rather than tracking everything and all your news online. In other words, monitor, and maybe you need to fast from social media for a while. You know, we're on TikTok, we're on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Tweaker, Facebook, Clubhouse, No House. You know, we're in everything that social media is overwhelming us. And the trick that social media, how they get over on us by creating all this anxiety is that it makes us do a comparison of ourselves to other people. We have to stop the comparison. Listen, know who you are and stop comparing yourself to someone else. Because, listen, we are those who are posting all those pictures, they are doing everything they can to make sure that they Photoshop and give you the best possible picture of their situation. And if we were to probably take a bigger look at it, we would discover that 90% of those who are posting those pictures are living in a fantasy and living a lie than in reality. Except the reality that you are living in, that's number 10. I walked right into that. And didn't realize it. Accept the reality and focus the reality that you are living in versus the made up fantasy that others are living in. In other words, focus on the positive. Change your stinking and negative mindset and have an attitude of gratitude versus that of deceit and deception. Number 11, make some fun plans with the right people, not the wrong people, and those who are good for your mental health. I'm going to say it this way. Stop chasing after those people who are not chasing after you. Stop seeking relationships and friendships with people who want nothing to do with you but to use and abuse you, whether that's physically, emotionally, from intimate relationships. Stop it. Stop pouring into those who do not have a vested interest in pouring back into you. And finally, accept your anxiety. Anxiety can go away, but you have to accept that you are anxious. You have to accept that you need some help. You have to accept the fact that you have to let go of those situations and people that you cannot control. The only person that you can control is yourself. Oftentimes, we cannot control negative outcomes. We cannot control those other things. Focus on those things what you can control. Feed that and not those things you can't control. Why? Because at the end of the day, you can only be accountable for yourself and how you react to situations. I hope this has really helped you as we talk about and really how to remain calm in a restless world. So important that we do that. And again, I hope this has helped you. Wow, can you believe that our time is up? It really does go by fast when you get on a roll. And I just really hope that this will help move you from, again, like I said at the beginning of the show, from doubt and discouragement to encouragement and empowerment. So as always, I want to thank you for joining me for this week's edition of Mental Health Matters with Marty. There are so many podcasts out there that you could have listened to, and I'm so glad that you chose this one. Please share this podcast with others, again, who you know could be positively impacted by the mental health tools that I've shared with you today. And Apple listeners, please give me a 5-star rating. I need it. And give me a stellar review for others to see. In this journey called life, you don't have to continue to secretly suffer in silence in the shadow of shame. It is my desire to break the negative stigma surrounding mental health and wellness for everyone. We have to stop the stinking thinking by changing our toxic mindset. So, like I say each week, we have to speak up, we have to speak out, we have to live. And always remember to enjoy your life.